This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. The wars in Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, and Libya have been stains on the international conscience, particularly as they've given way to a refugee crisis of staggering proportions. A crisis that is only newsworthy in as much as it impacts European nations. In the midst of the tragedy were moments of hope during the Arab Spring revolutions, social movements that continue to be in various stages of success and failure. Today, we'll turn to a Southern California-based artist and a poet, Hannah Faithi Alwardi. She is the founder of the Museum of Contemporary Arab Art, and we're going to take our camera to her new exhibit entitled The Wall and share with you how her art depicts and is inspired by the politics of the Arab world.
Welcome to our program, Hannah Faithi Alwardi.
Oh, thank you very much for coming to see my show. I really appreciate it.
So first, tell us about who you are. I mentioned to our audience simply that you're an Arab-American artist, but tell us about your background, where you're from originally, and what has informed your art.
Originally, I came from Iraq, Baghdad, and I came to the U.S. in 1970 with my husband. For specialty and higher education, and my background actually was in science, and specifically in microbiology and bacteriology and that kind. And I worked in the lab, you know, as bacteriologist. And I came here and I worked as a bacteriologist, and then I got my master's degree in medical micro. And then I stopped. I quit all science and micro and all that, and I went all the way to art. And I went to school all over again, and I went all the way to MFA from Claremont Graduate School. And I opened my studio and gallery in this location since 1991.
So how does being Iraqi inform your art? Yours is a country that has had political turmoil for decades. So right, you know, in the years after you came to the U.S., we would have had the worst of the Iraq-Iran war, and then, of course, the first Gulf War, and now, you know, we all know about the latest Iraq war in between those two wars, devastating sanctions. And of course, for an artist, it's not always true that your personal political background informs your art, but sometimes you can't help it. How have those two parts of you intersected?
Yeah, my God. Originally, I mean, I was intrigued and in love with architecture. Mm. So all my work like was doors and walls and like windows, and inside the windows I write calligraphy. I use metal, I use brass and copper and calligraphy. And then everything stopped when the first Gulf War started. I never experienced war, never seen violence. Like, you know, we passed through the good time in Iraq, like the golden era, and it really affected me. So I had an exhibit, I called it Operation Desert Slaughter. Mm. And it was all like, about, it's kind of like a, it was like a, about, it looks like a journal. I was listening totally on KPFK, 100%, and writing from the experts and witnesses and, you know, and all that. And of course, when I call my brothers and my families and they tell me, and it was really, really, really gut-wrenching exhibit. And I got lots of exposure. Every TV station, newspapers, and all that, they came and exposed it, and you know, they covered it very well. And then that was like 1991 or 1992. And in 1996, the problem is different. You know, the embargo and the suffering, and I have like certain of my family left because of the embargo. And the environment started like, you know, really fully contaminated. The air was contaminated, the water was contaminated, the soil. And so I had like a major exhibit about the environment and ruining the environment of Iraq. So I called it Exposed. Exposed was like a huge piece, like 13 feet long, and all it's like about what happened, like, you know, how they divided Iraq into three sections, and the surveillance and the satellites and all like tapes, and was like really, really unbelievable piece. And it's kind of like a documentation what's going on that time. That's 96. Then in year 2000 something, maybe I just like stopped. It was just too much for me. And then I said, okay, now I'm going just to do a beautiful art, just beautiful colors, because I love colors. So I did, and I exhibited. It was really nice, but it didn't have, like, it didn't satisfy me. So I went back, and after that I went into writing, which I never wrote really, and my background is science, not English, literature, you know. So I started writing, and I felt really good writing, and my writing started like about my memories, like with my grandmother and my mother and my family and all that. And then from nowhere came like all the not personal, bad experience, like with my cousins, my, you know, family, cousins mainly, like when they were writing on the wall and they catch them or they kill them, they put them in prison.
You mean graffiti?
Yes, graffiti, just like peace in Kurdistan, like it was a big thing back then. If you write that, they will... like you disappear practically. So I don't know. I mean, really, it came like it evolved organically. And then I went into poetry. And I was writing, and I joined a poetry group and writing group. And I was going like on regular basis. And when I read it, they really cry. They really get affected. So I said, you know, maybe I have something.
Yeah. So you're a visual artist and you're a literary artist,
yeah,
as well.
And then the whole, this exhibit all started as a poem. Mm. And then the wall, I wrote this piece, When the Wall Weeps. And then there's like 9 pieces came out of it.
So for our radio audience, I just want to describe, we're standing in the exhibit hall where your piece is being displayed, and behind where we're standing is a very large display, and next to it is the poem When the Wall Weeps, which I'll love to have you read in a little bit. But tell us about this exhibit. The exhibit is called The Wall. You have a few pieces as part of it, but the main piece is this very large piece. It's sort of rust red, and there's depictions of women, of people, of, you know, some writing. How do you describe this, and what is the significance? Is there some words even in English, they killed my son, why? How do you describe this to an audience?
This, like, I started doing it when the Arab Spring started. I was so happy. My God, I was so happy. I said, finally, my God, they woke up, they're gonna, you know? And then they let down, you know, everything went really bad. And so these are most of them, like slogans and banners from the protests and the demonstrations, you know? And it's like, they killed my son. And this one exactly like from one of the protesters. And this is the shoes, has symbol like, either you throw shoes on the on the dictator, or you wear it and leave. You know, it has like many meanings. So this is like banners, and this that's, you know, from the demonstration, and that's Mubarak, and that's Assad, and this is Anwar Gaddafi, and you know.
What are some of these Arabic slogans? Can you read them in Arabic and translate them?
It's like يفضل الموت بالبحر ولا يبقى في وطنه لماذا. It's like he preferred death in the sea rather than stay in his own country. Why? So this is what, this is enough robbing the people's treasure or money, you know, this kind of like, why? Because it's like all bunch of thief, you know, to have, you know, to rule them practically. This, where is the women's rights? It's, I went heavy on women's rights over there, because, you know, it's more than 50% of the population are women, and it's just their situation is really miserable, really bad. And here is like freedom for women, equality for women. It's like all like this is where is the Arab Spring? Where did it go? And we want peace and safety.
So your whole painting is in a way, because it's this long installation, it represents itself a wall on which people are writing their feelings and their...
And I started it as a texture because I love texture, because I worked in ceramic and clay and like, you know, for a few years, like 5-6 years. So when I even paint, I work with texture.
You were talking about the Arab Spring as a moment of hope, and we've seen that kind of crumble away in many countries where people revolted, and your painting has a depiction of shoes, this idea that people might need to leave, and we're standing in front of one section that shows footprints. The refugee crisis, particularly from Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, has been one of the most devastating parts of the politics of that region. Do you depict that crisis in this piece, The Wall, as well?
Yeah. I started like, you know, this is for the migration.
These are the footsteps.
Yeah, the footsteps. And I wrote, like, leave, we are leaving, just enough is enough. And it's also, I spoke about the women's rights. And, you know, enough is enough, and shattered dreams and all that.
So can you read this poem that's next to your work, The Wall? And the poem is displayed on a large piece of card, and it's called When the Wall Weeps. So people walking through your exhibit can read it themselves, but I would love for you to read this for our audience.
When the Wall Weeps. I am so intrigued by walls. Love to touch them, run my fingers through its texture, feel the crust of its surface, peel the flaking paint, look for holes, look for nesting pigeons in the halls, run my fingers through the cracks, search for letters and hidden messages from mothers who lost their sons who lost their lives while writing on the wall, expressing their anger about their rulers, writing messages during the night, not afraid of the barking dogs, writing so fast under the moonlight, before being captured by security forces and never seen again. Do you like the writing on your surface? I asked the wall. Oh yeah, the wall answered. It keeps me warm during winter nights. The writing keeps my company. You have a pungent odor, I asked the wall. The wall wept. You will weep too if I tell you what I have witnessed. Please tell me, Mr. Wall, why the smell? The security forces drag several men shackled in chains, some dragged by the hair. They are so brutal, they kill with ease. I don't know their names. I remember their faces. They think I don't see. They think I don't feel. They think I'm just a wall. They think I will forget. They don't know I am the witness to their gruesome crimes. Under the moonlight, I weep. They line up the young men against me and shoot them down. No one could make them crawl. Their blood splattered all over me, and I weep. There is nothing I can do. My dry and porous surface absorbs some of their blood. The blood seeps inside my belly and becomes part of me. I have their blood inside me, and I weep. What happened to the blood, I asked the wall. Security forces come back, wash and bleach it off from my surface, but the blood comes back through my porous surface. The blood of the people doesn't want to be forgotten. I want everybody to know. I witness a lot and I weep. The smell never goes away. It gets louder during summertime. It simmers in the heat, touch my surface, damp and cold, from what is inside me, so sad, and I weep. Seen a lot, witnessed a lot, young men and women come by and rest their heads on my back, want to be near their sons. I hear their pain echoing off my back. I hear their whisper. I hear their sighs. I hear their desperate cries. I feel their tears wetting my back. I feel the vapor of their breath I am their witness and I weep. I feel their anger when they stamp me with their shoes and write, Irhal, Irhal, and leave. I have seen a lot.
Hana Fethi Alwardi reading her poem, When the Wall Weeps. And I can see it's made you weep a little.
Yeah, every time. Yeah, it's very, very, very sad.
So this is a painting that's entitled Desperate Journey, and it shows shadows of a line of people walking with doves or birds flying over them, and it looks like sunrise. So tell me about this piece.
This is actually not a sunrise. This is fire and bombs and violence, and the people are leaving, and this is silhouette of their figures, you know, just leaving, children, you know, men, women, old people. The flight of the pigeons, which is, I have a poem, Where Have All the Pigeons Gone? And I wrote the poem, and I wanted to do something about that because it really affected me. And it's equal to human migration, you know, because pigeons, they nest and they love to stay when it's peace, when it's security, when it's safety. Yeah.
And so there's a poem that goes along with it too. And then there's another painting, Thousands of Orange Life Jackets.
Yes, this is when they arrive to Europe and, you know, by the sea, of course. And all of them were like orange life jackets. And when they arrived, they took off their life jackets and literally thousands and thousands of them, it made a mountain. So this is like hope, some kind of hope, like a sunset. It's just like, you know, just a hint of the sun. And the minute they reach the beach, the shores, they just take off their jackets. Mm-hmm. So these are the jackets.
Well, Hana, I want to thank you so much for spending this time with us, letting us talk to you in your studio space. Good luck to you with the next part of your artistic journey.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for coming and exposing my art to the general public. Thank you.
Hana Fethi Alwardi is an Arab-American artist and poet and founder of the Museum of Contemporary Arab Art. You can find out more about her work online at hagallery.com. This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com.